but not disturbingly so. Pupils dilated, muscles tense, sweaty. "Don't look like much to worry about. Keep feeding him broth, and get a hold of me as soon as he's talking. Don't let him get up. His muscles will be clay. He might hurt himself." Case nodded and nodded. I returned to my bedroll, lay there a long time, alternately wondering about Raven and about the limper. A lamp still burned in my former quarters. The last of the old Taken still pursued his monomaniacal quest. Raven became the greater worry. He was going to demand an accounting of our care for Darling, and I was in a mood to challenge his right. Chapter 56. Time Fading. Dawn comes early when you wish it would not. The hours flash when you want them to drag. The following day was another of executions. The only thing unusual was that the limper came out to watch. He seemed satisfied we were doing things right. He returned to my quarters, where he sacked out in my bed. My evening check on Raven showed little change. Case reported that he had come near wakening several times and was mumbling in his sleep. "Keep pouring soup down him, and don't be afraid to yell if you need me." I could not sleep. I tried roaming the barracks, but near silence reigned. A few sleepless guards haunted the mess hall. They fell silent at my arrival. I thought about going over to Blue Willie, but I would find no better reception there. I was on everybody's list. It could do nothing but get worse. I knew what the lady meant about lonely. I wished I had the nerve to visit her now that I needed a hug. I returned to my bedroll. I did fall asleep this time. They had to threaten mayhem to get me up. We polished off the last of the Dominator's pets before noon. The lady ordered a holiday for the remainder of the day. Come next morning, we were to rehearse for the big show. She guessed we had about 48 hours before the river opened the tomb. Time to rest, time to practice, and ample time to get in the first whack. That afternoon, Limper went out and flew around a while. He was in high spirits. I seized the opportunity to visit my quarters and poke around, but all I could find were a few black wood shavings and a hint of silver dust, and barely enough of either to leave traces. He had cleaned up hastily. I did not touch. No telling what curiosities might occur if I did. Otherwise, I learned nothing. The practice for the event was tense. Everyone turned out, including Limper and Bowmans, who had kept so low most everyone had forgotten him. The wind whales ranged above the river. Their mantas soared and swooped. Darling charged the great barrow down a prepared aisle, stopping just short of far enough. The Taken and guards stood to their respective weapons. It looked good. Looked like it would work. So why was I convinced we were in for big trouble? The moment our carpet touched down, Case was beside it. "I need your help," he told me, ignoring the lady. "He won't listen to me. He keeps trying to get up. He fell on his face already twice." I glanced at the lady. She gave me a go-ahead nod.